Kevin Casey will provide us with his best bets and a quaddie at Randwick. G'day, Kev.
Yes, good morning to you, Gareth. I don't have a best in Adelaide myself.
No. What about in Sydney, please?
From the tower, if you like. But look, Sydney, look, my best bet named on Wednesday when they accepted was Gravina in the last race 10, number 12. Look, a few scratchings. She's entitled to tighten up from $5 she was into, you know, $4, $4.20, but rather. Now $2.30 or thereabouts is very, very tight. So I'm looking elsewhere for the best bet. I think that the fillies here, the Flight Stakes, four moves ahead after winning the two rows and doing it in solid fashion, drawn wide today, but can get across, I think is able to get across on speed here, or Willis stays aboard. And they've worked themselves into having a good affinity, Nash, and this filly. I'm with her as the best of the day. Four moves ahead. She's race seven, number one. Value early on, race one, number one, Lancaster Bomber. We know him well. He was posted very, very deep last time. We forgive that. This is an easier race anyway. And he comes back into a different sort of draw, which will give him a different trail. Even with 61, I think each way, all day, him to start off the day. Race one, number one. Quaddie is wide. First leg, 1, 2, 3, and 5. The second leg, 1, 2, 6, 7, 10, and 17. The third leg, 8, 12, 14, and 20. And the final leg, 1, 3, 6, and 12. I'm still tipping Ice Bath in the Epsom. I just want to mention that. And look, as it was in the Golden Eagle when she firmed up, because it was heavy, she could even drift out to, you know, 20 to 1 or something longer than that, I think, given the conditions we've got. She's not hopeless on dry, but certainly I have adjusted her price because we didn't get heaps of rain. She's still on top. I think she'll run well. I think she'll launch at the line as she often does. So she is my Epsom tip as well.
Enjoy your day, Kev. Thanks for that.
Cheers. Thank you. Yes.
The Red Belly Play of the Day, thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
He lives for these days, Edward Kennett. Good morning to you, Ed.
Morning, mate. It's good to see a dry track. I think it changes a lot of things in Sydney. You know, with horse races like the Epsom especially, I won't go through them all, but certainly there's a lot of horses there that would have loved to have seen rain, and, you know, on the flip side, there's plenty that wouldn't. So just a little stat on that. Aramayo, pretty hard to argue with its form. It's very hard to argue with the map. It's going to get a good map here today. It's been getting back in its races. It won't be getting back today. It'll be midfield. So, you know, its stat, if you look at soft tracks, Gareth, is none for nine. So I think the Waller camp would have been very happy to see no rain come for Aramayo. So I like it today. Dallas Sands, another one I like. I'm very map orientated there today, map and conditions. So I think Aramayo and Dallas Sands are two to be on there. And the closer in the race is definitely Hungry Heart, carrying 52 kilos. I think from barrier 10, it'll have to go back, Gareth. So they're three you might want to look at there. The other race that I'm quite keen on is the Flight Stakes. I think when you look at the, you know, the T rows, and you take into account a couple of changes here, though. So the big changes here, Gareth, are that, you know, this She's All Class, it's just been not ready. It had some dramas in its prep early. So if you go and look at the form, you'll say, why, how could he possibly tip this horse? Well, I can, because I know how the horse has been going relative to the fact that it's been behind. It's got the blinkers on today, James McDonald. It'll get it just behind midfield here. I could even go back a little bit further. But the strength it showed to the line last start was very good and signaled to me that this filly is ready to go. The other one in the race is number 3, Swift Witness. Now, Swift Witness last start did get wide. Ran second in the race. But the wide factor certainly, you know, paid it. Toll, or took its toll, should I say, on it. Now, I can see Swift Witness coming straight across and getting the front here today. I don't know 100% if it's going to get the mile or not. There's a few here we don't, Gareth, but I'm just looking at horses that have had excuses that give themselves a chance to put themselves in the race, well-trained and with good riders. So I'll just make the Red Belly Player today, race 7, the Flight Stakes. 40 on Swift Witness, 40 on She's All Class. We backed both those horses yesterday.
Yes.
And, look, I have to have 20 on Four Moves Ahead, Gareth, predominantly because we know now it's not wholly and solely a wet tracker. It is drawn barrier 12, but it does get its chance to come across and, sit really forward. I wouldn't be surprised if there's only four or five horses in front of it here. And I know it's got strength at the end of its races. So 40 on 3, 40 on 4, and 20 on number 1.
So that's your play of the day. We're going to the Flight Stakes. She's All Class, Swift Witness, and Four Moves Ahead. And for your followers, just jump on the Red Belly Sports website. You've got an app now, and you can follow Edward Kennett all day with his betting strategies. Good luck, mate.
Have a good day, mate. Looks terrific out there today. I'm really looking forward to it big time.
Good on you, mate. Go and get them.
Cheers.
There's Ed Kennett there, and Red Belly Sports is where the results speak for themselves. The Red Belly ratings and intelligent betting strategies get results like no other. Open up Red Belly Life on your mobile or PC and bet like a pro with the day's strategies right at your fingertips. These are ratings for the experienced punter who demand supreme quality. You have to see the results for yourself. Why not join Red Belly Sports for a month and enjoy the ride? Head to redbellysports.com.au.
Where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
Time for the Metroform Express on this Saturday morning, Cozzy, and a host of scratchings there at Doomben this afternoon.
Yeah, weather fine and a soft 7, but yeah, there's 37 out. We'll run through and just give the numbers. Yeah, race 1, take out 1, 3, 7, 11 and 12. 1, 3, 7, 11, 12. Race 2, put out 1 and 7. 1 and 7. Third event, scratch 5, 9, 10, 12, 13, 16, 17, 19, 20, and 22. 5, 9, 10, 12, 13, 16, 17, 19, 20, and 22. The fourth scratch 6, 8, and 13. 6, 8, 13. Race 5, put out 8 and 11. 8 and 11. Race 7, 3, 4, 6, 7, 11, 13, 14, 17. 3, 4, 6, 7, 11, 13, 14, 17. Race 8 put a line through 8, 11 and 12. 8, 11 and 12. And race 9 take out 7, 8 and 10. 7, 8, 10. And late one in the third, number 11 comes out. 11 in gear.
Bart Sinclair, good morning to you. How do we back a winner there at Doomben?
Good morning, Gareth. Morning all. We start in race 3, Gareth. Half the field scratch here. I think number 3 was going to be hard to beat anyway, but I'm keener now. Race 3, number 3, Contemptuous. Two good runs back, and a few weeks between runs, I think, is a positive there. Race 3, number 3. Go to race 5. I think this is great value. Number 3, Our Rebel, at the $5 each way. One alley, go forward horse. Thought his last run was terrific at the Gold Coast. Got into a bit of trouble going to the first turn and had to go to the front down the back straight. They were running along, and he still battled strongly at the finish to be not far from the winner in fourth place. And go to race 9. Gee, this is a good form line here. Number 2, Enterprise Pom. She ran in the Furious Stakes, dear mine, at Randwick a month ago now. She's had time to get over the run. A trip back to Brisbane to Michael Lakey. Just a little bit of a snag the barrier, but I think there's speed with the top weight here, Hushu, so Enterprise Pom, I'm hoping, can get over and outside the lead. Marked at 260. I reckon that's a fair price given that form line, Gareth.
Quaddy, please.
The quaddy now, race 6. I think number 11, Scottish Mist, is good value here at $8. Going up in distance, but I think she's ready for the mile now. 11 to beat 1 and 2 there. Sorry, 1 and 3, 1 and 3, 11, 1 and 3. Go to race 7. Number 16, The Face, probably the best placed horse all day. A set weight class 6 comes in on 54 and a half year, terribly well weighted. Scratching his healthy cause, he comes into gate 9. 16, 12, 15 and 2 there. We can go a little bit wider in that race. Race 8, I think I can get it in 2 here. The Odyssey, he's marked at $7. I reckon that's over the odds. His run at the Coast last time was good. He's a real little bull, and I think that run will bring him on. I thought 1 to beat 5, Space Boy, from the Portelli stable, and the last 2 to beat 1. So I reckon the quad is gettable today, Gareth.
Good on you, Bart. Go and get them. Thanks for that.
Thanks, man.
Racing at Morpheville in Adelaide, Cozzy.
Now, there we've got a total of 19 scratchings. Overcast a good four. Race one put out 1, 2, and 6. 1, 2, 6. Second event, scratch 4. Number 4. Third takeout, 7, 8, and 9. 7, 8, 9. Race 4, 1, and 7. 1, and 7. Race 5, put out 2, and 9. 2, and 9. Race 6, scratch number 10. Number 10. The 7th is clear. Race 8, put out 1. Number 1. The final event, race 9, take out 4, 5, 8, 10, 13, 14. 4, 5, 8, 10, 13, 14.
Take it away with your best bets. Also, your play of the day in Quaddy. Nadia, as I say, good morning to you.
Sure, Gareth. Good morning to you too. Look, let's kick things off in race 5 with number 1, Tin and Dali. He's had a few runs back now, this preparation, and he's run to very similar figures this past two. Look, he looks like he's going to map back, but I don't think he'll get as far back as what most think because he does come through two really fast-run races at Sandown and Morpheville at his past couple. He gets into a much more moderate tempo in this race today, and the fact that he's drawn inside with a 3-kilo claim, I reckon he'll be handier, so I'm keen on him in race 5, number 1, Tin and Dali. I do like in race 7, number 3, Retrato. He's had the three runs back this preparation. He's gone around in listed and group races all prep. He was a little disappointing at his most recent run, but he is back a little in trip to the 1400, which I feel suits him ideally, and he should get a really good run. So race 7, number 3, Retrato, the other special. And probably the best bet on the program comes up in race 8. She's a three-year-old filly that tackles the older horses, number 11, Miss Daniel. But she's had a bit of bad luck in her most recent run. She gets back to the Parks track, and she's drawn well. But I think the key is that 3-kilo claim, where she'll get in here with only the 52.5 kilos. So she'll carry no weight at all. She's clearly been the best back runner in the race since markets first went up. And if she rebounded back to her luckless effort two starts ago, she'd be the one to beat. So the three I like are race 5, the 1, race 7, the 3, and race 8, number 11. And our quaddie today, we go 1, 2, 8, the first leg, 3 and 6, the second, 8 and 11 in the third leg, and 9 and 11 in the last.
Great stuff, Nadia. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn looking at Adelaide. Let's have a look at this meeting with the scratchings and track conditions at Matoa this afternoon, Cozzy.
Overcast, a heavy 9, 39 of them out of game. We'll simply do the numbers. Race 1, put out 3, 5 and 7. 3, 5, 7. Race 2, 5, 6, 9, 15, 16, 17, 18. 5, 6, 9, 15, 16, 17, 18. Third event, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 12. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. Race 4, 1, 3, 4, 5, 10 and 11. 1, 3, 4, 5, 10, 11. Race 5, 3, 7, 10, 11. 3, 7, 10, 11. Sixth event, 6 and 8. 6 and 8. Race 7, 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, 11. 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, 11. And race 8, 10, 12, 15, 16. 10, 12, 15, 16.
Let's catch up with Harry White. As Cozzy pointed out, it's a heavy 9 there at Matoa. So first leg of the quaddie race, 5-0 to 58. Handicap over the 1,200 metres. We've got Eastern Pegasus at $4.80, Bullet Kid $7, Swanky Cat at $3.10, Helvetian at $3 or $5 now. And Harry, good morning to you. Those are the horses under double figures here.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Race 5. Eastern Pegasus generally fires best first up, handles wet ground. Trials have been solid. Wide gate isn't great, but it's not the be-all, end-all. 1,200 might be suspect, but I just think he's well-placed in this sort of field. Swanky Cat loves it wet, so no surprise to see the market gravitate towards him. They're the two I want in my quaddie. 6 and 2 might be next best. 1, 5, 6, 2.
2,000 metres, the Matoa Cup. It's a beauty this year. Silent Command here, Harry's the $3.10 favourites. Had some good backing as well.
Yeah, won the Coleraine Cup last start. It was a good win, fourth up, win the last prep. Maybe slightly suspect at 2,000, but it's a winnable race, and I think that he can do it again. Shepherd, hard to trust, but best form would be more than good enough, and you're getting a nice price to find out. Nordic Symphony and Hostar. Look the other hopes. 1, 2, 3, 7.
Host of scratchings in the third leg of the quaddie over the 2,000, the restricted 58. We've got Fighting Sweet, 420. Mr. Likeable, named after you, Harry, 550. Miss Sharp, $5, and Bongali Babe at $2.30 is the favourite. Prize Lad at $9.50.
It will go with the favourite, Bungalali Babe. Wet ground positive, maps well, does place more than she wins, but literally gets no better race to be first past the post today. Mr. Likeable and Fighting Sweet look the most likely pair to be fighting out a mighty money spot, and the market reflects that. From there, maybe Miss Sharp is next best. 10, 3, 4, 9.
And the last race is a $100,000 race, and this is a race if you do run well, you get to go to headquarters there during the carnival. You got Flash Flood at $3.10, Court Deep $7, and then Prada Toys at $4.20 for the Chow team, and those are the horses under double figures. So how have you assessed this contest here, Harry?
I think Flash Flood looks like a really good bet. Maps the card across from a wide gate, sit off the speed, likes it wet, offsets top weight with Joshy Richards on and claiming 1.5, and he's back in grade. He is a bet. The danger, Prada Toy, however you say it, number 8. Mm-hmm. Closed off strongly first up, generally improved second up. Best efforts are above the grade, but I don't like how far back she'll get in the run. Revelous, I think, is a chance at a price. Caught Deep with the 4-kilo claim our next best. 1-8-4-2.
Your best bets, play of the day in a quaddy, please.
Best, race 8, number 1, Flash Flood. Value, not much around to my eye. Race 5, number 1, Eastern Pegasus will do. Quaddy, first leg 1 and 5 only. Second leg 1-2-3. Third leg 3-4-10. Last leg 1-2-4-8. Play of the day, it's a very open jockeys challenge market, so Blake McDougall at around $6 appeals.
Good on you, Harry. What's your best at Flemington?
I think Zutori in race 4 just wins second up.
All right. Love your work. Thanks for that, Harry.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Harry White there. Peter Antonis has reported from Kalgoorlie on the goldfields there in Western Australia that they've had plenty of rain overnight, so just watch the track conditions there at Kalgoorlie and see how these early races play. But he likes race 5, number 3, Mr. Genoa, at a good each-way price for Peter Fernie and Joseph Azzopardi at $9. And he's also playing race 7, number 5, and that's Weapon Son. Could be a big day for David Harrison. Weapon Son and also Paul Harvey at $7.50, Weapon Son, because they combine with Media Baron, who's into $2.90 for this year's Kalgoorlie Cup. Terrific night of harness racing there at Bendigo tonight. I think we can find value in the early part of the meeting. Race 1, horse 2, all set. I think in Cross Max Actor at the start would be mighty hard to catch at $9.50. I think Brandlow Prince can find the front eventually from a second row draws worth an each-way play as well. And then the play of the day really for me tonight, a few shorties here, but we can take an all up on race 4, number 3, Major Moth. And then in the big race for the Trotters, I think Majestuoso will be mighty hard to beat, race 2, number 8, into some class fillies in the heat of the Oaks. Beach Music, race 9, number 2, should lead and win. And Ladies in Red, also for the Anderson family, should lead and win for Emma Stewart and Dave Moran. The other feature event there, the Smoking Up, it's a tough race for mine. I think Torrid Saint each way. I think he can find the front, hand up to Max Delight, and be hard to hold out in the concluding stages. Trots Vision, Sky Racing Active for comprehensive coverage of that terrific night of harness racing there at Bendigo. Looking forward to heading there tonight. Georgie Ferrugia, also at the Bendigo Dogs. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am well. How do we back a winner there at Bendigo?
Yeah, I like one in race 4, Gareth, a greyhound called Perfectly Poised. Playing around the $2.20 mark at the moment, trained by Jackie Greeno, and I don't believe in trainers being informed because I think if you're a good trainer, you're always a good trainer. But they do have cases where they go into a little bit of good form and good runs, I suppose, more than good form. And the Greeno family, certainly after the week they've had, will be looking to continue that today. Look, it took her 6 starts to break her maiden, Gareth, but she raced against some very good greyhounds and placed in a lot of those starts. Then she won 3 in a row at the Meadows, including that Vic Breeders series. She had no luck last start at Sandown, getting defeated by Tyler Durden, so it was a big step up in class. I think she'll get the job done here. Race 4, number 4, Perfectly Poised. For those having a play on the quaddie, Gareth, 1-2-5-7, into 1-3-5-8, into 4-7, into 1-4-6 to bring us home. And just quickly, Gareth, some really nice results yesterday in the Geelong Oaks and Derby. Osprey Rose taking out the Oaks final in 25-84, coming off the bench as a reserve. And Nicole Bale for Team Grenfell, 25-43, absolutely flew, defeating Mr. America and Keeper Blue. And there was a greyhound later in the program, Gareth, called Typhoon Sammy,
yes,
trained by Jason Thompson, who ran 22-12 over the 400 metres. They simply don't go much quicker than that. That was on the back of his 23-43 win So only about a length and a half outside Shimmer Shine's track record there at Bendigo the week before. Watch out for Typhoon Sammy. He's the real deal. And before he joined Jason Thompson's kennel, he did win over 500 metres. So even though he's been over the shorts, watch out for him as he steps up.
Love your work, Georgie. You enjoy your day. Enjoy Bendigo. And when Jackie Greeno puts the dogs in her name, you know that they're pretty good. We've worked that one out. Good on you, mate. Have a good day. There's Georgie Ferugia there with his preview of Bendigo and also a review there from a great meeting at Geelong and the Dogs. Just ticked over to 10:01 here. Let's head to Johnny Bowden for the news. And then it's race day morning. So I can't believe it. Michael Felgate and Matthew Stewart have rocked up to the studio.